We'll open the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting at 5:30. And acknowledge the traditional custodians of Gariata people and recognise the contributions of Gariata elders, past, present, future, in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Item 3, recordings of attendance. As listed. 3.2, attendance by telephone, instantaneous communications. There is nil. Item 3.3, apologies. There is nil. Item 3.4, approve a leave of absence. There is nil. Item 3.5, disclosures of interest. Do I have any disclosures from any members?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Nothing.
Thank you.
Sorry, I did just have one that I meant to raise earlier, just with 11.1.4, just in relation to the mention of RFF, I'll put a impartiality interest in.
Okay. There's no other interests. We'll move on to item 4, application for leave of absence. Do we have any mention of application? No? It's nil. Item 5, response to previous questions. 5.1, response to questions taken on notice from the public at the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 6th of March 2018. There is nil. Item 5.2, response to questions taken on notice from committee members at the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 6th of March 2018. There is nil. Item 6, public time. An important note to all the public that are here currently, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless the person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not in use during the meeting. In accordance with Section 673 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. So open public question time at 5:35. And as we have no members of the public, I'll close public question time at 5:35. Open public statement time at 5:35. And as we have no members of the public, we'll close public question public statement time at 5:35. 6.3, petitions, deputations, presentations or submissions. There is nil. Item 7, questions from members without notice. Deputy?
No, thank you.
Councillor?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Whitwell?
No.
Councillor Carter?
No.
Mr. Carter? Councillor De Cash?
No.
Councillor Heber?
No, thank you.
McDonough? Councillor Pitt?
No.
Very good. No questions. Item 8, announcements by presiding member without discussion. There is nil. Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands, please?
I'd like to express a concern on that one, if I may, because I've done my presentation to the Town Council on all this thing and I come to page 35 and I find that the quarterly adjustments have been deleted and not being presented. That should have been ethical thing that these members should have been known they were not going to be presented at this meeting.
You're referring to the late item. An email was sent out today that item was withdrawn, and it is a timing issue with end of the month, and we're only in the fifth day of the new month, and the finance team have not been able to put it together in that short period of time. So
we were just saying, I think it would be appropriate with the budget's coming up, the budget being declared, the declaration of rates, so I think it would have been appropriate for this committee to be able to have a look at the proposal to draft, copy those financials, especially when they're finished in March. It's not much time to make any references to the adjustments before the end of June.
I see. Do you want to take that on notice.
Thank you.
Mr. Carter?
Mr. Mayor, I didn't read the minutes.
Didn't read the...
I didn't read the minutes of this meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we get a... an indication? Can I have those who have given due consideration? Show of hands, please. So 9-1, thank you. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 10.1, confirmation of the minutes of Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 6th of March 2018, with the office recommendation on page 15. Do I have a mover in the... Moved, Councillor Mr. Carter.
Seconded.
And seconded, Councillor Uru. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on committee decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made, this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. item 11.1, Audit and Risk and Governance Committee Work Plan for the 2018-19 financial year. The office recommendation is on page 16.
Move that amendment, alteration that I mentioned in the briefing, that on the work plan, point number 3.7, where it's got a new required an election year, or when a vacancy occurs, determined either to councillor or community member.
See, can we have that
the attachment
inserted?
Yep, that's fine.
Do I have a seconder in that?
Yes. I wasn't here for the first section of that. I have questions I can mark in the work plan.
Can I just pop it for 1 second, Mr. Carter? We've got a move on that. Do we need to move on, or are we able to take this?
If the mover is happy.
I'm
happy for Mr. Okay. Carter to have his points of clarification.
Would you like to move out of standing orders, or have a mover to come out of standing orders? Do I have a seconder? Seconded, Councillor McDonald. Do I have any against? The motion is passed. They're out of standing orders.
The first one is 1.2, it's the financial report and external audit. We've got presentation of audit methodology. I presume this is referring only to the external audit, not the internal audit.
See, yeah.
That's correct, just correct. The lead to the external.
And in the quarterly audit budget reports updates, I see what they're in. Then you go down to 2.8. Marking the 2.8 internal audit, and that is proposed to be held in March. Is this relevant to the 30th of June financials? Pretty quite close to this.
So that'll be the
March.
Internal order of
June, yeah.
But it should read 2019.
Yeah, it's not the record on that one. And the other one, I think, they're the only two I had, thank you.
Do you want to add anything to that? No? Is there any other questions relating to that item while we're out of standing orders? Can I remove it to come back into standing orders? Councillor Irish, do you have a second? Councillor Heber, do you have any against? Motion's passed. Ten. With a mover in the officer's recommendation, Councillor O'Rift, I have a seconder in the officer's recommendation. Seconded, Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? The motion's passed, 10-0. Then 11.1.2, Auditor General's report on control over corporate credit cards, summary of findings on March 2018. The officer's recommendation on page 20. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
So
moved. Moved to Councillor Aruth. Do I have a seconder? Seconded to Councillor McDonough. Do I have any against? Motion to pass 10-0. 11.1.3, funding and donations for the quarter 1st of January 2018 to the 31st of March 2018, with the officer's recommendation on page 25. Have a mover in the officer's recommendation. Move to Councillor McDonough. Have a seconder. Mr. Carter. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 10-0. Then 11.1.4, quarterly status of the ARG. Yes, Councillor.
In relation to 11.1.4, quarterly status of the ARG committee's endorsements to council. Endorsements and the council decision risk register. Just like to declare impartiality. With regard to the agenda item, 11.1.4, I disclose that I have an impartiality interest due to being close friends with one of the directors of RFF, who I mentioned in the item. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Mr. McDonough. That's Councillor
McDonough.
Okay. Item 11.1.4, quarterly status of the ARG committee endorsed to a council and the council decision risk register. I'll ask and see. With the officer recommendation on page 32, do I have a mover in the officer recommendation?
Okay.
Move, Councillor Aaron. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Heather. Do I have any against? Speakers for Councillor Arif, speakers for Councillor Hebbard, speakers against Councillor Whitwell.
Your fellow councillors, this is the risk register that we have asked as part of the Board of Risk and Governance. We asked for this to be drawn up a couple of years ago. Of all the items that appear on our agenda as being a high-risk item. So we've now got it, it's come to us, we're getting regular updates, and you can see by reading it, some of the items that have originally been identified as a high-risk and then as they have progressed on, have dropped down to medium, or even the risk has been eliminated altogether. So it's just a report of these items. I think it's a great document to come to us, and I can't see why you would not endorse this this agenda item.
Speak it for Councillor Hebert.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. Again, I concur with Councillor Arif, that this is a risk management plan, and I think it's a fantastic thing that's been brought towards, you know, before council for us to identify risks and to identify the need to change them to lower those risks, and then for them to eventually drop off, hopefully. So I don't know why I wouldn't accept this item.
Speakers against, Councillor Woodward.
This is going to be recorded.
Good on you, Chair.
This is a matter which I wanted to bring up when we were having the public meeting, and it only relates to one item. And I just want a bit more information about it. I don't have any particular problem with dramas with the document itself, except I'd like to know a little bit about this part, and it's about Kingsford Smith Business Park, heavy vehicle access. And the heavy vehicle access was to RAV 5A, which would be about a would that be a dual trolleys? Would that
be double?
To be double, right. So we had some problems with that. Now, what were those problems? And how were they concluded, and how were they rectified?
Is that all?
That's all I want to know.
Speakers for? Speakers against?
I'm not against, Mr. Mayor, but all I want to make sure is that those points I raised in the debate, that they would be included in the minutes when it's recorded. That's regarding the inclusion of the cost of council. Let's just clarify that they are in that, because at the moment I'm not quite sure that the costs incurred by council are being verified in this document.
So, Mr. Carter, that was the costs incurred by council for the Mia.
That's correct.
Yes. CEO, can we have that included in? Okay, thank you.
For that clarification, I have no objection.
Speakers against. Speakers for. Right of reply, Councillor Arif.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, this is the risk register. Those questions that have been raised at the table by two members here can be asked later on, but it's not going to change the risk register in any way, I don't think. At all. You know, I think that it's just a document that we need to pass, and hopefully we can later on ask those questions and get the answers from the staff. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour of the officer recommendation, a show of hands, please. And those against? Councillor Whitwell, was that for or against?
Oh, look, I'll vote for.
Motion's passed 10-0. No. Item 12, motions of which previous notice have been given. There is nil. Item 13, new business of an urgent nature, 13.1 has been withdrawn. Item 14, matters for which the meeting may be closed, confidential matters, there is nil. Item 15, closure. And the next Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting will be held on Tuesday the 4th of September 2018, commencing at 5:30, and I declare the meeting closed at 5:51.